So today is May the 28th, 2020. This is our first call in the Loving Kindness series, and we're going to begin just with a very short, I think, Shavasana. So find a comfortable place to lie down. If you can't lie down, then be seated. Make sure there's space around you, so you're not bumping into walls, bumping into stuff. Lie down on your back. Make sure that the low back is comfortable. Distance are between the legs or comfortable distance apart. Let the chest be open. So dig the elbows into the floor to open the chest and release the arms by the sides, about 30 degrees away from the body. Softly close the eyes. The more we practice Shavasana, the more we can drop into that state efficiently, no rush. Just, we can be there at a moment's notice. Let the whole body release to the earth. And experience the quietness of this moment. The ease of this moment here and now. What are you holding on to today? Can you let it go and find ease? Just watch the breath. Shavasana doesn't need to be an extended practice. You can drop in just for 2 minutes and watch the world change. Watch the breath. And then slowly, releasing Shavasana as easily as you came into it. Come out moment by moment, aware of each movement of the body. Coming out mindfully. And return to our virtual circle. I have a noise in my background, so I'm just muting myself just for a moment. So you're returning. As we're waiting for this noise to subside, just take a moment to jot down what you loved about that Shavasana. Just one moment to jot it down. I've got to go grab something. Jot down your favorite thing about your Shavasana today. Okay, let's hear from two of you. And can you say it in 10 words or less? What did you love? Barb.
I loved that it can happen quickly.
Yes, it can. That's what I wanted to do it today in this way. Thank you. One of the reasons. Who's next? 10 words or less? What did you love? Teresa, it looked like you were speaking. I don't know if it was to us or not. You're not muted. You're muted. 10 words or less. What you love. Yep, yeah, Carly, thanks.
It was short, but effective.
Yes, good, really good. Okay, we're gonna dive right in. And first call in the Loving Kindness series, and it's the topic of today's call is simply love or fear. Am I coming from love or fear? And the title of today's call, I don't always have a title these days, but it's simple. Everything you want's on the other side of fear. Everything you want's on the other side of fear. So, and I want to say right off, I didn't know I was going to be starting here, but it's a moment-to-moment thing. And just because I teach this doesn't mean I'm above this. And I want us to notice that, you know, moment-to-moment, because I'm looking at, oh, there's so much I want to share with you. How are we going to get this all in without rushing? That's a moment of me coming from fear. I'm not above any of this. So I wouldn't always tell that to you. I would simply take a breath and shift. But I want you to notice it's something that, you know, we don't outgrow, that it's important for teaching. It's important in a strategy session. It's important in every piece of our lives, every piece of our day. And I ask myself that question many times a day, you know, not, sometimes consciously, sometimes not. But if there's something sticking, if there's something not right, what's happening right here, right now in the moment? Am I coming from love or fear? Can I switch that? All right. Just kind of sneak preview for the call. And we're going to dive in with some deeper dive training about that. But I want to start with a couple of announcements. So I want you to notice on your calendar that we're meeting June 16th, not the 18th. And that's because I'm speaking for an Ibram chapter. I'm speaking for Seattle. You guys could come if you want. Right? I'm speaking for Ibram. It's a lot of fun too. Ibram is an amazing, amazing networking group. And now it's virtual. It's not going to be virtual always. So we've moved our call to June 16th to accommodate that. And it's right on your calendar. But in case you hadn't noticed it, the ones that aren't on Thursday have a little star beside them. And then something that will not be on your calendar because we haven't announced it to anybody in the world. At all. Only the team knew about it, and we finally settled on a date for it yesterday on June 5th. So that's next Friday at 12 Mountain Time. I'm going to be doing a call that you'll have to register for. It's not on this Zoom link, and it's one that you can invite your friends to. This one's to the list, and for those who register for it. And the call is called Three Secrets to Choosing Words That Make You More Influential. Three Secrets to Choosing Words That Make You More Influential. The last time I did this training call was November. So some of you may have attended it then. And I can tell you, it's not the same call. I am not the same person. We are not in the same place. So I am revising the copy for this call today. And so I know that nobody knows what's going to be in this call because I don't know. It's a whole new level. I know it's a new call. And so I strongly suggest that you be there. And you can bring a friend if you choose. Every one of us needs to be more influential if we want to grow our companies and grow our work in the world. And again, this call has, you know, free access if you know somebody who ought to be there. It's a great entry road into the world of story and the world of just a larger world. So that's June 5th. Let me see. Wins. I would love to hear from one or two of you. What's rolling for you? Now it's been infinitely far in a way it feels like since our Mexico retreat. And we had our Mexico consolidation and not that long ago, right? We had our Mexico consolidation call last time. So we did a deep dive into how do we actually incorporate this into our lives. And thank you to Jasmine and Steve for stepping forward to help us to see how we consolidate in ways that are different than a check ticky box list, ways that are different than studying for a test, and ways that are different that actually become implementable and integrated in our lives, right? So, and I suggested that you all get onto connection calls with each other and do this. And so I'd love to see results from that or anything that's a win. What's been going on for you? Who would like to share first? Let's hear from a couple of you. Yeah, Mary Kay, thank you.
I changed the identity of my ideal client, and it'll be sort of starting over, although I have a lot of stuff to leverage, just redirected. but the feel of it is really, really good.
Fantastic, Mary Kay. I love it. Can feel it's aligned from the way that you're speaking about it. There was one point that looked like it's off. It's like, it's going to be a lot of work. It's all new. But you quickly also changed that into a much more empowering story. And I could feel that that's true and aligned for you. I'm so happy for you. When we know who it is that we're supposed to be working with, changes everything. We want to know that person, like J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. Like, what do they love? What gets them out of bed in the morning? What's their favorite show? What's their pet peeve? But you know, so diving into that is huge, because then we know how to talk to them. We can't talk to everybody at once. Thank you. Beautiful. Love it. Who has another one they'd like to share? Carly, thank you.
Well, I just got back from filming my very first ever video promotion for helping businesses to reopen healthy and safely.
Oh my goodness. Carly, fantastic. On point, relevant, getting it done right here and now, and you're glowing about it. I mean, that's just wonderful. And that's what it is to be on the court and actually doing the work and actually serving people and actually getting it done. First, we know, well, who it is I'm supposed to serve for Mary Kay, and then like go out and get the information out there to them. So that, and not just information, but wisdom, knowledge, addressing what it is that they need and want. And that's clearly a thing, something that so many people need right now. Fantastic, Carly. Thank you. Love that. Yes. Let me see. Oh, anything else about bursting to be said? Who else would like to share one? Anything else? Yeah, Yvonne, thank you.
I'm almost done writing the first draft of my freebie for my website.
I missed the words of what?
I'm almost finished writing the first draft of the freebie for my website.
Oh my goodness. Fantastic.
Never have one. Never thought I had anything important to share, but that has changed.
Yvonne, fantastic. This is crucial. If you don't have a freebie yet, get one, right? Get one. And it can be as simple as, you know, what questions are people asking in your field? What do they want to know? What are their pain points? And here's like, you know, the three mistakes that people commonly make in your area and what to do about it. And you write it up in a page, and you make an opt-in page. You get a place where you can capture email addresses. This is crucial. This is a crucial building block for every company. And Yvonne, fantastic. And it's not something too that's once and done. We do the first one. The first one I did was when I was studying with Peak Potentials, and they forced us. I hated it at the time. To write one and create it and post it, and we had an hour to write it, and then we had to get it up because we had this, you know, we had it set up of where it was going to go. They gave us an hour, and then you got to post it. That's a kind of tough love. I haven't asked you to do that, but it's a good exercise. Go ahead and do it. You can meet with a partner and do it this week. Am I coming from love or fear? Go ahead and do it. Right? Was that my best free gift? No. Does it still stand? And is it still like excellent work? Yes, because I already had it inside me. I just put it on a page. It still stands. It's still a resource somewhere in our Story Freedom Academy. It doesn't have to be the be all and end all. Get one out there. Get it done. And when did I do my last freebie? Amy just sent me a note about it this morning, because we have a new one that's coming out. And, you know, it's like you can create multiple. This company has done that in many ways. Actually, all the videos that we do, the preview calls, are all freebies, you could say too, right? So get at least one. And Yvonne, getting that done, that's crucial for your company. And I actually want to ask a question about this. Let me see. You can think to yourself, have you got a freebie or not, right? Let me see. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand about that. So if you choose. So if you have a freebie of some kind, that could be that you did a webinar. That's a freebie. You could give it to people. You know, you were interviewed by somebody on a podcast. If you have a freebie, raise your hand. Something that you could give people right here, right now, that tells them something about your work that they could have for free. Fantastic. Okay, a lot of hands raised. Good. If you don't have a freebie yet, but you're considering it right now, and you know you could do it in an hour, or at least you could get it done this, you know that you could get one done this week because people ask questions in your field, and you could, if you chose, get it done this week, raise your hand. Fantastic. Thank you for that. If you really don't want to raise your hand about this and it's pushing buttons, raise your hand. It's like there might be a few answers and you don't want to raise your hand. That's okay. But remember the title of this call, Am I Coming From Love or Fear? And remember I said it's moment by moment. It might have come up for some of you. Did a moment of fear come up about how am I going to answer this? Or do I have the right one? Or should I make another one? Or would I be able to do that in an hour? If you had a moment that came up in you and you're honest enough to say fear, I told you already about mine. Fear came up in you even for a moment. If flashed through you, raise your hand. Quite a few hands up. Yes, thank you for that honesty, right? So it happens moment by moment for us. And thank you for that. Opening, Yvonne, a freebie is crucial in a company because that's how you start a conversation with somebody. That's how you build know, like, and trust. And so that they get to sample something of who you are and what you do, and they don't have to do the deep dive. A strategy session, if you've done a strategy session, that's a version of a freebie too, right? If that's my free time to help you out. But some way that people get access to, because otherwise it's like, hey, you don't know me at all, but please come and do this work, right? So it's really crucial that we build that in some way, shape, or form. It could be a video. It could be your strategy session. It could be a combination of these. It could be a, you know, here's a three keys to the mistakes that people make. It could be a, it could be your talk itself that you then just post, and or you could transcribe that, and that could be your freebie. There's a million different ways to create a freebie. If you don't feel you have one, that would be the appropriate question to ask for next time, because that, wow, get her done. It's like makes life so much easier. Then you can create a list, and then you can create conversations with people. Somebody wants your freebie, great, start a conversation with them, take it to a strategy session, and then you have a client in front of you and reference a high-ticket virtual retreat and how to do that. It's a crucial building block. Okay. Pause. From something somebody said here, from something that moved through you of love or fear. Yeah, Sherry.
So I was sitting here thinking, what wins do I have this week? And Yvonne mentioned her freebie. And then it dawned on me that Friday I finished a submission to a giveaway. And I had completed a new freebie, and I have the landing page done and almost have the funnel completely written. And it was like,
oh, is that all? Sherry, fantastic. Great work. And I think so awesome. So happy for you. It's great. And, you know, I think that if, and we have different things. If I say you're the queen of or the king of, it doesn't mean that that's your only thing. And now you have to only own that, right? If I or somebody else says that, but just like Wendy has become our queen of paradox recently, right? Yvonne, you might not know it, but she's our queen of the spreadsheet sometimes, but she's, you know, so much, many other things too, but has been that in our community. Sherry, lately, I think you've been our queen of, it just dawned on me that ... Oh, right. I have a draft of two books and that happened in Mexico and I forgot about that. Oh yeah. I have a new freebie and I have the whole thing, you know, like the funnel and everything done. I forgot. And you know, I love that, actually noticing who I am, what I've done and what's already getting out there in the world. This is beautiful. It's like when I said, you have a freebie, you might not have, if you've done a strategy session, you have a freebie. It's in the form of a strategy session. So you might have more at hand than you thought. Thank you. Love it. Dottie, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. We'll look at you.
Just like this new Dottie, this is like my Dottie, the 10-year-old in the best sense of the word version of Dottie that I just like, I love this version of you, Dottie. It's just so beautiful. But like this childlike wonder, this loving to be heard, this loving to see and connect with others. I don't tire of it at all, because it's like how many of us have lost that either in our day, in our week, in this moment. And as I see Dottie, who's, you know, I think you've told us how old you are too, Dottie. It's like, this is not 75 at 75. And this is a 10-year-old version of you in beautiful ways. Like, can we all, it's like when, you know, somebody's made a leap, it's like, let's grab some of that energy and let it, you know, be infused in us, right? Same thing, Dottie. I love this.
So what I want, hi everybody, what I wanted to share was that I took the courage and the risk. I had a credit with a writer, and I took, but it had been like a year and a half since I paid for it. and I took the courage to call her and ask her if she would still honor it. She said yes, and I wrote my hero story, the story of my life, really. And that's a big deal, and I love doing it. I'm really happy, and she is going to help me write my course. So it's going to be like the company you talk about. It'll be an accountability. I have to turn in my work. So I'll get my course done in the next probably 6-7 weeks.
Dottie, fantastic. You are just glowing.
I am.
What a fine example of, am I coming from love or fear? Am I coming from love or fear? And, you know, and that was coming, you know, you said the courage and took the risk. And then the results that came from that, fantastic. And not just the concrete results, but the energy. You can see it written all over your face. And again, Dottie number two versus Dottie number one, which you didn't even see today, you know, version of ourselves that we've all seen in that, you know, whatever way, a more closing way. And then this version of Dottie, Dottie walks in to into a strategy session, into, you know, she starts to speak. She's networking. And this Dottie is, we all know that, right? This Dottie is the one that is highly attractive, that people want to get to know, that people want to know more about, that people are going to have questions about, that people are going to want to listen to and be listened to by, coming from love or fear. Thank you, Dottie. I love that.
But I still froze when I speak. When I spoke, I did. I didn't see. I froze or I didn't.
Oh, okay. So right now in this moment, Dottie, such a great example. There's a whole bunch of teaching that I was going to do that we're coming in a different door by it because you're illustrating it. I much rather love it, you know, some things that we're not going to have to do because you were doing it right here, right now. In this moment, Dottie, when you're saying that, can you tell? Or are you coming from love or fear?
I couldn't tell. Right at this moment, I'm in love.
In this moment, again, you are. What were you just a couple minutes ago?
I don't know.
Right.
I'm assuming, I don't know. I wasn't aware of coming from fear.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Are you okay if I dive into this a little further, Dottie?
Yes, of course.
In the moment, we don't know. We often don't know. We're not aware. Dottie's like the rest of us. I mean, it means we're human, right? And so unconsciously, we're coming from one or the other. We don't even know, and it's having profound effects. In the moment, and let me return us to that moment, Dottie said, yeah, but when I speak, I froze. When I spoke, I froze.
And I didn't.
That was about that moment before, but she was experiencing it right here, right now, in the moment. And if I had to express a story in and around that, Dottie, can I do that?
Yes.
And I might not get it completely right, but something like, oh no, I froze. And that often happens to me. And again, the details might not be right, but that often happens to me. Sometimes I freeze. So even though I've done these empowering things, sometimes some bad things are going to happen. And so I've got to make sure that doesn't happen, because otherwise something, right? I don't know if that's exactly the story, but does that make sense? If it was something like that, Dottie, did it feel like maybe it was something like that?
I didn't hear you. I blanked. What did you?
Okay. Okay. Then I'll turn to that's okay. Don't worry about that. For others, if you heard my words, does it make sense to you that it was something like that? Because you could feel it and you could see it. Others, yeah. Just that in that moment of discussing that prior moment, it felt like fear to me. And we could investigate that moment kind of ad nauseum. We could go, well, was it really? It's not about splitting hairs. I don't care about that. But what I want to illustrate here is that often we're coming from the one or the other. It's a moment-to-moment thing. And we don't even know that it's happening. And it's having a profound effect on our audience, on the choices we're making, on how we're living our life, on how people are reacting to us and so on. And we saw Dottie switch back from one to the other, and the look of concern on her face, right? It's written, our stories are written on our bodies, and our, whether we're coming from love or fear, that's, you know, it's because we're engaged in a story, is written right in our bodies. And when we take different actions and we get different results. That part, could you hear that part, Dottie? Did that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you.
I actually blanked again. I'm so enjoying looking at you all that I'm not hearing. It's like, you know, it's like I'm really happy about you know, really looking. Steve, I saw your smile. Barbara, when I was talking, I saw Barbara's smile.
Right. And so here, the 10-year-old, childlike Dottie returned. And that was a different moment of, there was Dottie 1 and Dottie 2 there. Did y'all hear it? Dottie 1 was, man, I froze and I missed something. And there was what I saw as fear there. Dottie 2 was, I missed it, but whatever, because I'm busy looking at you guys and it's all okay. If you could feel the difference between Dottie 1 and Dottie 2, even though the content was the same, raise your hand. Yeah, fantastic, right? And Dottie 1 was the one in fear. Dottie 2 was the one not in fear. If you could see it in Dottie's, and Dottie's, are you okay if I take this further? If you could see it written on Dottie's face, raise your hand. If you were paying attention at that level, quite a few of you. And some didn't see it. That's okay. So it's written right on our faces. We don't know it though, because sometimes Dottie didn't know. And if you know that Dottie, did I say this already? I forget. I could come from fear. Oh no, I might ask you the same question because this is teaching in the moment, right? I'm just going to ask it again. Oh, well, it'll be emphasis coming from love or fear in teaching, right? If you know that Dottie 1 coming from fear, Dottie 2 coming from loving, looking at you guys, same content of the words, but that Dottie 2 is the one who would get the results no matter what it is that she's doing. If that's very clear to you, raise your hand. If you get the Dottie 2 is the one who's going to get results. Aha. Thank you. So, title of today's call, it's all about love or fear. Title of it, everything he wants on the other side of fear. Dottie, thank you for illustrating that better than I found new resources this year. Every time I teach it, it's got to be real inside me or it's just head knowledge and it's not going to move anything. So every year I'm like, come back to this. Is this what I want to teach? Yes, this still matters. How am I going to teach it? I've got a new way to teach it. New ways to teach it, but Dottie just did it for me. Thank you for that, Dottie. And I wanted to go, this is one resource though, that I'm going to show you. This is something that I had on my fridge for a long time. And I really wanted to go find it online, but I didn't have time because I was doing other stuff for you. So I'm just going to show it to you. Can you see it? Do the words come out backwards or do they come out forwards? I don't even know. They come up forwards, yeah. It came from something Jack Canfield posted. I'm quite sure he's not the first one who said this. But I posted this on my fridge for years and it was tucked away in my binder and I found it again. I'm like, oh my goodness. How true is that? When we land in the fear, it's not just that we don't take the action. Our entire energy changes. People experience us differently and we become less than all of ourselves. Something is lopped off inside of us. And, okay. So I want to ask, I want to take this a little bit deeper and I'm going to have you go into groups because I want to know like, okay, well, I am pretty sure that we all got it here. If you feel like, okay, I got it, Michelle, raise your hand. I got it. I really got this. Yeah. Okay. So what I want to do then is, because I had some things to have us really get it, not in our heads, but in our bodies. We already got there. So then what I want to do is take this further and see, well, where does this matter? I've got somewhere, one very specific place that I want us all to apply this in something that we can do in our companies and that is crucial that we do or things fall into chaos. It's not that I want you to come about from fear about that, but that's my experience that when we do this, alignment comes. If we don't do this, it becomes more chaotic than it needs to. So I'll talk about that, you know, after your turn from your small groups. But what I want you to dive into in your small groups, I'll give you a couple of minutes to do this, is, all right, I got this, Michelle. I want to come from love, not fear, and I got why this matters because I saw it written right in Dottie. It was so clear. So where do I want to apply this in my company? Where are the first three places that I feel that this is needed? and why? And then notice how you're playing. So number one, where, three things, right? Number two, why? And number three is notice. Notice how you're playing. Because let me give you an example of this. I think I should apply it in how I, and this could be actually more important. I'm kind of playing with it. It sometimes is very important. I'm going to apply it to rearranging these papers on my desk right now. Am I coming from love or fear? Or I'm going to apply it to this like big dream that, you know, I haven't got a hold of yet, but I really want to do. Or maybe it's not self-evident. Maybe I've been avoiding my desk the whole time because I know there's a really important piece of paper there. And if I go to that wild dream, I can just daydream there and I'm actually only going to pipe dream about it. And I'm not going to do the thing that's in front of me. It's not always clear where it is. Watch how you're playing. If you got that, it is not necessarily even about the big one or the piece of paper, but watch what you're choosing. Just notice how you're playing. If you got that, raise your hand. Yeah, watching how you're playing is a part of the love or fear. Okay, perfect. So where are the top three places? Why does it matter? And then notice how you're playing. And I'm not sure what size groups I'm going to put you into. Let me just see what it looks like. Yeah, go ahead, Dottie.
I'm doing better on the microphone. So what is the task?
The task is, where do you want to apply this in your company? And I've not specified what that might be for you. I want to see what you come up with. Where do you want to apply this? Why does this matter? And then notice how you're playing. And then trust right now, are you coming from love or fear? Have you got enough of the instructions? Maybe I didn't hear the, that is now enough for everybody. Hey, maybe I didn't get the instructions right, so I might not play right. Oh, notice how you're playing. That means in that moment, you're coming from fear. Y'all got it. You got it good enough. It's fine. It's another example of that moment to moment, right? Trust that you have understood this enough. And so let me break it into groups and then I'll give you one last piece of information about it. So, so there'll be, let me see, how many rooms do I want? Yeah, two or three of you in the room. And here's how I am going to ask you to do this. 2 minutes each. The one with the shortest hair goes first. The one with the longest sleeves is the timer. I'll give you just a little bit more than 4 minutes to do this so you can get into the room. So I'll give you 5 minutes, but take 2 minutes each. And when the counter starts counting down, you know how to do this from the Mexico at home retreat. When the counter starts counting down, come on back. Clear? Have fun, guys. We'll see you in a couple minutes. Oh, I got to open the rooms. Okay, see you in a couple minutes. Welcome back. So great to see you here. So as the others are starting to arrive back, everyone should be back here in 30 seconds. And looks like you're the group that actually, you know, did what was suggested, like, come on back. So I want to start hearing from you right away. What are your ahas from this process? What did you notice about, if you can share one of the where places, you can share the why, you could share something about noticing how you're playing. So who would like to share first? What's an aha that you want to share from this process? Yeah, Teresa, thank you.
I'm applying it into a potential conflict situation I'm currently involved in, and it would be very easy to sink into being afraid of this person or being angry with this person. So I'm choosing to just be very careful and focus on coming from a place of love and concern to get this person to hopefully stop what's happening.
Someone's hurt. Diffusing conflict. Coming from love, not fear, this is huge, with huge impact for your life. And then of course, obviously your work, whether it's a work, whether it has to do with your work or not, when we're embroiled in conflict, it drains energy and it takes us over there. So how fabulous, what a beautiful example. Thank you. Let's hear a couple other ahas. What was going on that you'd like to share from your room? What are your ahas? And it could be, again, at any level, the where you're doing this, why, or the noticing how you're playing, something that came up in the room that you would like to share. Yeah, Dottie, thank you. And don't forget your don't forget to unmute.
There we go. I did try. I'm proud of myself how much I love people that I love. And so when Teresa was talking, it just broke my heart with the conflict that she has. It's really a hard one. And so that was just what I noticed, that I'm a very loving person.
Huh. And you know what? I thank you for that beautiful notice about loving kindness toward yourself. Like, I just noticing that you are a person who loves, and that's a beautiful attribute, right? I love that. And then your comment, again, Dottie, thank you for allowing for so much teaching today. Can I add another layer onto this? Thank you. I see you nodding. Let me see I know you guys will, this is so important. I'm just looking for the best way to have this land easily for you. When we're coming from love, not fear, sometimes it feels like that's going to break me because I care too much, or I'm so compassionate, or whatever it is. And that, so loving kindness also has a fierce quality to it. It has a strength in it. It doesn't lead to us breaking. Does that make sense? Because if you saw, there's different Dotties that we've seen on this call today, so illustrative. You know, one in fear, one in love, and this last one in love, yes, but also, and Dottie, just muted your line, and also just something about, like, if you're hearing this, that it felt like, well, if Dottie loved more, she might fall apart. Like, that almost like that feeling came up, whether she was feeling that or not. Like, oh no, if she loved even more, something bad might happen. If you could feel that edge of that, raise your hand. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, she was so concerned that. Thank you for some of you saw that, all right? So, and that's not, like, loving kindness, it has, a ferociousness to it. It has something, it has a strength in it, and it doesn't lead us to something that breaks. So then what's its quality? What does it look like? How do we engage in it? If we know that we don't want fear, but we want loving kindness, and then we have an open, loving heart, but then we're afraid that, you know, because that's going to make us afraid to open our hearts too. It's like, let me just like protect myself like this. But that's not an open heart. And it actually, we see it. We end up walking. It gets right into our bodies. We're stooped over and we're trying to protect ourselves and we're afraid. You know, so how do we open our hearts, but then we get afraid we're going to get hurt? And that's true in the West, right? If you think about it, all those love songs are about, she done me wrong, or whatever, you done me wrong, and now it's bad, and right? So we have some stories that circulate around love being something that ends up breaking, and it's, and that's not it. So, and Dottie, you might or might not have been feeling that. I love the deep love part about it, but how do we access its fierce side? How do we access it so that this actually gains strength? It actually makes me stronger and more able to weather a storm like COVID-19 or an argument in my family or deep conflict or whatever it is. So that power we're going to be diving into through this series. It's something different than how we conceive of it in the West. There's another way that we conceive of it in the West. I didn't know this was going to be coming in at this point, but it's a really important piece. And certainly I used to do this. Sometimes this is not what Dottie was doing. It's another strange aspect of what we think of as loving kindness that's not so. Confusing loving kindness with being a doormat. If you understand what I'm saying, raise your hand, even before I explain that. Most of you are hearing that, right? And Sharon Salzberg, the queen of loving kindness teaching, she says, you know, have you heard, did I tell this story in at the Mexico retreat? I don't remember, but I love this story. She said, I don't think I told it there. She was she was on a rickshaw, I think in India, and somebody came up and wanted to steal her umbrella. And so she was like, no, get away, go away. And she felt so bad. And then she had to go talk to her meditation teacher. And she thought, oh, you know, I'm really being really bad because I was supposed to be loving kind and I was pushing this person away and I haven't spiritually learned and I'm not enlightened yet or whatever it is. And the meditation teacher said, you know, you should have taken your umbrella and with all your loving kindness, like whacked him with it. What? Right? Not the expected answer from a spiritual teacher. What are you talking about? So I know that in my life, many years ago, I confused loving kindness with being a doormat. It's not that either. So what is it then? What is it to engage in this? If I know I don't want fear, but I don't want it to break me because it shouldn't do that. And I don't want it to, it's not about being a doormat and I don't want to collapse like this and protect myself. It's something different than that. We'll talk more about that next time than what it is. So we can actually enact it in ways that we saw in Dottie, but how does that, in Dottie 1 and Dottie 2, we saw it, but how does it actually happen? And how do we tap into that power? We're going to talk more about that next time, right? We're going to dive into that. So thank you again for that. The next level training, Dottie. Yeah, go ahead, Dottie.
What I wanted to say is that, and maybe this will encourage Teresa also, maybe we always have to have a reason to develop ourselves deeply. My reason for going to codependence school for 3 rounds of classes was because I was so addicted to rescuing my daughter.
Okay, and can I stop you there for just 1 second? And are you okay? This one I'm going to push a little if you will allow me to, Dottie. This one's going to push more. You okay with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, is she coming from love or fear right now? Clearly love. You know, I don't see fear in there. I was like, go ahead. That was a clear go ahead. And that's another instance of, well, then there's something here that might be able to serve her and then everybody, right? So there was something interesting that happened right at the beginning of that sentence, at the beginning of what she spoke about. That there was like fear that we might not detect. Did anybody catch it? Some of you did. Do you know what it is? Here's where I, so Carly could detect it, but didn't know where it was even. So we can't detect it in ourselves sometimes. And then we can kind of detect it kind of sort of in others, but we don't know where it is, but we can feel it and it creates profound effects in our company. So here's where I think it was. I could be wrong, but this is my guess. I want to say something, Dottie said, and this might help Teresa too. That was very interesting. Teresa, you okay if we go there? Sure. Yeah, you don't know where I'm going.
I don't know what you're going, so go.
Yeah, and she said the same thing. She said, I'm not feeling fear in her there, so then I've got permission, right? It might be something like this. It might not be, and it would require further investigation. We're not going to go there. It might, you know, require another half hour to dive in to see if that's really so. But here's my guess. Dottie has spoken quite a bit, and I've pointed to, you know, Dottie a number of times in this call, right? There could be something in Dottie that might be saying something like this. Well, I've already spoken quite a bit. And here I am, right? Caught. It comes in sneaky ways. I've already spoken quite a bit. Oh no, I'm going to be taking up more space. Maybe I ought not to be taking up more space here, but I really want to say something, but I'm not sure if I should. Coming from love or fear. And then will these words land as well or not? And so the fear gets covered over. It's like, well, if I say something and it's going to help Teresa too, maybe it will even, because there's vestiges of our earlier versions of ourselves. Earlier versions of ourselves come up when we're in fear. Well, if this will help Teresa too, then I'll have permission to say it. So I'm going to note that this could help Teresa too, because Teresa spoke earlier about something that's going on that's hard. And so therefore, that will allow me permission to speak. But what it actually did, Dottie, with love, is it gave less opening for speaking. Because as soon as we're coming from fear, and even we don't know it, once you're pointing over there to this might help Teresa too, there's less willingness of the audience to listen in that moment. Am I right? Do you guys realize that? I'm going like, this is like nuanced level of love or fear. Am I right? If we're being really honest. less willingness of the audience to listen. This might help Teresa too. So there's a reason that I'm speaking, and it will help Teresa, and that could be a rescuing of Teresa. So it's a little bit, you know, which is Dottie, one of Dottie's way of, you know, fear that I've got to go rescue that person. And so what I'm trying to point out is it comes up in very subtle ways and is moment to moment, and it's happening where we least expect it. If you understood this next piece about where the fear was coming up, where it wasn't apparent maybe for many of you, but in hindsight, you can see it, and how she had less of her audience than she did earlier in that moment. If you're understanding that, I want to see if I got that across, because that's a subtle, subtle point. Raise your hand. Lots of you raising your hands. Most of you. Some of you not, and I honor that. Thank you, because you didn't raise your hand out of fear, right, that I'm supposed to know. And somebody else heard it. You can tap in or listen to this call again, because that was a subtle point. If you missed it, don't worry. It's fine. Don't come from fear out of that, all right? So love or fear, it's happening moment by moment when we open our mouths. Dottie, you okay with that I played in that way? Because that's crucial for you and for all of us. Thank you. Let's hear another couple of the other things of what was going on in your small groups.
But I wanted to just finish what I said real quick. And it my share wasn't just for Teresa, it was for everyone. And what it was is that I did not go in to rescue for Teresa. Okay. I could totally love her and feel, and it was such a yaha, those three codependent classes worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was sharing.
It was a celebration. Okay, that. Celebration.
Yes.
All perfect, thank you. All right. Something else that was going on. One more, at least one more aha from your, before we move on to something else. One more aha from the rooms. Yeah, Wendy.
We talked a little bit about just like, I've wondered about, well, I guess maybe I have a question.
Sure.
Is it important to dive into and investigate the source of the fear?
This is I could give a 1 minute answer or a day long answer. Obviously, I'm not going to give a day long answer here. It depends. I mean, that's going to sound utterly unsatisfying, but it really, truly it depends. Sometimes it's something that's coming up in all kinds of different ways. And we can unplug it by just actually going to the source of it and taking a look at what's there and unplugging it. Sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes there's like that. The story that Yvonne was telling over and over again, I'm like, just don't go there. It doesn't, like, let that go. And let me give you an example from some teaching I was doing in another community yesterday. And I won't share with you who this person was, but the person said, we were unplugging people's stories. Like the whole job was to unplug their inner stories. And I was doing laser coaching. And I'd done some laser coaching for some other people. The person prefaced it by, well, Michelle, this one's going to be the mother of all, like, you know, big internal stories. This one's going to be the huge one, you know, get ready. We didn't even get to what it was. Cause I'm like, the way that you set it up, that's insurmountable. It's the big one. It's huge. This is like so sticky. It's been heavy all my life and it's going to be really hard to move. And I'm afraid that it can't move because it's impossible. And now let's move from there. So in that case, it wasn't needed to go there at all. We didn't go there at all. I just said, I think the story that's plaguing you is the story about the story. You've been telling that story that this thing is so heavy for so long, like, let go of that story. Maybe we don't even have to talk about it. And what came across her face was amazing. She's like, right, we actually don't need to go there. And she's like, and actually she started talking about like, actually, you know, and one of the things that unplugs that is I'm a really playful person, but I'm not always like, this just started going over there to the fun. So I don't have just one answer about that. And that would be a great thing to post. You can post that as a question. Here's what it is. Should I go to the source? Or like, what's the thing that would unplug it? And there's different ways to do that. Okay. That's a great question. Thanks, Wendy. All right. This is a great place to open to, let me see. I want to close this part of our call. Because we're going to move on to something else with just one or two or three words. One aha that you gained from this larger discussion, from something moving inside you that nobody heard about, but it was a reaction to something going on or a response to it, noticing how you're playing, something that happened in the breakout room. One or two or three words, your gift to, and again, are we coming from love or fear in that? oh my goodness, I better get the right words. Oh no, I'm letting it go, right? So Barb, you're up in my left-hand corner now. Barb, one or two or three words. And we're gonna do this like just off the top of your head real quick.
Coming from loving kindness is not being a doormat.
Thank you. Thank you for underlining that. It's huge. Dottie.
Oh, everybody sharing. I didn't want to talk anymore because I've talked too much.
Oh, so interesting, right?
Calling on everybody.
Well, what's this an illustration of right now?
Exactly right. I'm afraid I talk too much.
Uh-huh. Right. Afraid. I'm afraid I talk too much, coming from love or fear. So that moment is coming from fear. And notice what happens when we come from fear. If like, so what, when we come from fear, we end up doing the thing that we're afraid of. Like we end up heading toward the thing that we're trying to avoid. So Dottie in this moment is like, wow, I already took up too much space. So I'm not going to say three words because that will, like, I already took up too much space, so it will skip me. But now here, there's more attention on Dottie because of this happening. Do you get what I'm saying? But if Dottie just came from love in that moment and is like, wow, take a breath. I've already spoken enough. Not enough. I've already spoken a lot. And that's okay because I have good things to say and it's moved this call forward. And I trust that even if it hasn't always, when she comes from this place, right? So this is coming from loving kindness. And even if it hasn't always, these are good people who know that I'm on a journey too, and they will make space. And if there's pieces that haven't gone in the direction that they've wanted, if Steve's attention, for instance, has drifted because he's been working on focus, well, it's given him a chance to practice that focus. And so there's gifts to everybody in different ways that it's all okay. And then I can just say my three words. If that work had been done and how we end up doing that next week, we're have very specific techniques of how to do that. Then Dottie just goes, loving kindness, space, it's okay. And then it actually takes up less space. And then she's not having the thing running towards her that she's trying to avoid. If you understood that, raise your hand. When we're coming from fear, the thing we fear most starts barreling toward us. So Dottie, I'm going to repeat. It's just three words and it's okay.
I didn't hear the three words before. So I can take up space for three words.
It's happening again. Dottie, you are the perfect illustration of this call.
I'm not defending myself. I'm just saying.
So any three words of aha's and only three words now. Only three words. That's it. Out of love and kindness for you. Three words that represent.
When in fear, people don't listen. Can't listen as well.
Yes, you are so right. And you're headed toward other places we're going to go in this call. You got it in a deep dive way. Thank you. So much better coming from love, not fear. Could you hear the difference between Dottie 1 and Dottie 2 again? You're illustrating this over and over again, Dottie. Thank you. Carly.
Run towards the roar.
Yes. Thank you. Sherry, please mute yourselves if you're not muted.
Know when to give up the story.
Love it. Thank you for bringing it back to story. It's always right back to the story. Yvonne.
Coming from love. Coming from love.
Absolutely. Wendy.
Love holds everything I want.
Yes, it does. Steve.
There's a spectrum, love to fear.
Yes. Good notice. Not explicitly said, noticed and shared. Fantastic. Good. Mary Kay.
The space between love and fear.
Love it. Yes. Marla.
I think just love, not fear.
Louder? I couldn't hear. I'm sorry.
Love, not
fear. Yes, just simple. Love, not fear. Yes. And I know that we can all go and Google that, right? So it's like, what did you do that class for? But to watch the minute movements of it, to get how plugged in it is moment to moment in our lives, and to start to have the ability to observe it in ourselves and others and shift it, we need to be able to observe it in ourselves and others. there's going to be tons of shades of it in a strategy session. It's going to be happening all over the place when you're watching, right? It will happen in an audience when you're attuned, when we're attuned as speakers. It's rippling through the audience. There's too much like fear in them. You know, they can't hear what you're saying. So then attuning your words so that they can actually hear you. There's so many applications of this, right? In a strategy session, it's often why I'll do two strategy sessions. A person's stuck in too much fear. So they've started to see what the problem is. They're all like, oh no, I will never be able to get through this. They're not ready for that turn of the story toward hope because they really have started to get in touch with the pain. And if they can't turn that corner to love and to hope and to something else, they won't be able to take that next step. So it's at every level of our companies that this is happening. So thank you for this. Beautiful observations. All right. Next. A couple of questions on deck. And I want to get to those. And sometimes we're going to do a deep dive. Like we might take 20 minutes of our questions. Sometimes I'm just going to give you just a sentence. Coming from love, not fear, know that all the answers are there. And also, if it wasn't thoroughly answered, go ahead and ask it again the next week. Go ahead and ask it in the Facebook page and so on, right? So not, oh no, I didn't get my question answered. Everything's falling apart. And in this case, the answers are in the call itself. So there's a question from Mary Kay and a question from Sherry. Mary Kay says, how do you manage being in the presence of dream killers or the like? I'm answering a lot of my own questions, but I'm curious about your answer. Lovely. It's beautiful. My answer, boundaries, awareness of who you're talking to, choice of people you're with, compassion, unattachment, being in the present moment, attention. These are fabulous answers, Mary Kay. Yes, you have answered your own question in multitude of ways. We could dive in for a whole call on that. All of these are fabulous. And coming from the perspective of this call, the answer is simple, right? How do you manage being in the presence of dream killers or the like? Am I coming from love or fear? It gives the answer in everything we've been doing today, right? So not a long answer needed. It's like, oh no, that dream killer, if I speak to them, I better not say anything because then they're going to kill my dream is just my baby dream and I'm going to, oh no, right? Or I'm not afraid because I know that this dream is already built and I have other dream enablers who will pick me up again if I've got off the plate and that I'm surrounded by loving kindness in this community. And I remember Steve's his final words at the end of a Mexico at home retreat. I love you guys. I mean, I can't remember how I expressed it. It was so beautiful. There's so much love in this community. So you can tap into that. And so I don't have to be afraid. So however that interaction goes, it's going to be okay because I know there's can you hear all that loving kindness I'm coming from? And I want to add one resource that I was going to share with you that I skipped over because we just got there a different road and you could see it writ large on Dottie's face. I don't need a book then because you can see it. That was even better. Oh, I was thrilled about that. So, but I do want to share this one from you, one with you from Sherry Huber, The Key, and the name of the key is Willingness. Beautiful, beautiful book. It's illustrated like this. It's like little pictures. I strongly recommend this book. Just run and go buy it. The Key. It's a beautiful book. Sherry Huber. And I've mentioned this to you, but I want to actually show this to you. The page looks like this. It's a little meditator sitting there, meditating, right? And this is connected with love, not fear. It might not be apparent right away, but it's addressing Mary Kay's question. How do you manage being in the presence of dream killers or the like? Also connected with Teresa's question earlier, or her observation, right? But especially connected with Mary Kay's question here. She says this, all that's required is that you accept that which is totally unacceptable to you. What? All that's required is that you accept that which is totally unacceptable to you. There's a clue there. It says to you, not to everybody, not to the world or society, not to God, to you. That which is unacceptable to you exists only through the power you give it. If you stop making it a problem, it ceases to be a problem. All you must do is accept all that is unacceptable to you. There's that dream killer. This is related to Devasia pushing away. It's another layer of it. Love, not fear. They're related, but not the same thing. All right. there's that dream killer. I'm so afraid of them, I'm going to push them away because any interaction with them is going to harm me. Coming from fear, not love. They've said something that I can't stand. I've got to push it away, Devasia. They've said something. I can embrace that too with love. We did that with anger. Remember that? I told you about that book just called Anger with Thich Nhat Hanh, right? I just like embrace it instead. That was an act of loving kindness, not fear. They said that thing and I can incorporate that in too. It's all good. And one of the things I was going to do today, you can go look up the song yourself. I want to play a song for you because I've been listening to it over and over. I'm like, there's something important for me here. I want to share it with you. And where did I put? Here, I'm just going to share my screen briefly. I think that this will get there. Actually, no, I haven't got the screen up. So I'm just going to tell you. Can I find it quickly enough? Yeah. So the title of the song, you can just look it up on YouTube, is SAB, S-A, I don't know how to even say it, S-A-B-H, Karta, K-A-R-T-A, and it's by Narinjan Kaur. I don't even know how to say her name. It's in an, so S-A-B-H-K-A-R-T-A. I bet if you look that up, the song's going to pop up. And the lyrics come in at about 3 minutes into the song, which I was going to play for you. But what it says is, she says, if you can't see God in all, you won't see God at all. Now, not does this apply, how does this apply to you? God, spirit, source energy, the highest self, the universe, the best in people, I think, whatever it is you want to call, you know, source energy, love. Whatever that force is for you. Everywhere I look, I can see that. Loving kindness, not fear. Am I coming from love, not fear? Can I embrace that thing too? All you must do is accept all that is unacceptable to you. That dream stealer says that, you know, that dream's never going to work. You know, I accept you're saying that silly that you're saying that. It doesn't have power to hurt me if I'm not like pushing it away, if I'm not in fear of it, if I'm just like, that's just what they think. That's all okay. Love, not fear. All right. Helpful, Mary Kay? Some things to play with there? For sure. Okay, good. If you'd said no, I would have like, oh man. I might have come from fear, not love in that moment. It's like, wait, everything that we've been talking about in this call didn't land somehow, right? Because it's clearly right here to be seen and heard. Good. Thank you. Sherry says this. I'm looking to lean into doing something that I've pulled back from. Oh, love, not fear? It's active right there. She posted on the Facebook page. It's a great, man, I suggest you all go and find a response to that post. It's a really important post. I'm looking to lean into doing something that I've pulled back from, and that is, wait for it, booking strategy calls. My question is, what's your favorite game to make booking strategy calls fun? That's a great question. And I wanted to address it here. And what's my first answer going to be? Come from love, not fear, right? So what if I can fall in love with those strategy sessions? If I'm coming from fear about them, it's going to be hard to make it fun. What do I love about the strategy sessions? What do I love about that person in front of me? What do I love about the whole process? What do I love about my work that I'm offering? What do I love about myself in this position as strategy session holder? What do I love about having conversations with people? What do I love about booking time with people in this time of COVID-19 when we're all separated? What would make me love it? Maybe, and then it starts to develop fun ideas about it. Love, not fear, right? So maybe I love being with people and I don't get to be with people as often, but I can be 6 feet away from, maybe in your area you're allowed that. I would love it if we could actually meet in person in a park somewhere and stay 6 feet apart. I would love that. Oh, in my area, it happens to be, you know, allowed. So I would love that. I could do that. Oh, there's a fun idea. What if I could do it as a picnic in the park, but nobody does it that way. It might be the wrong thing to do. What if they don't listen to me because blah, 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 fear, right? But it could be fun to do it that way. And I go back to what I love. I love being with people. I love having conversations. I love helping people. I love finding out what the problem is. Like, I don't know. And in those places will be the fun. Is that a place to start for you, Sherry? This is not remotely the only answer to that. Who got at least one more idea about how to book that next strategy session this week? Right? Thank you. Love, not fear. It's in the booking of the strategy sessions itself. And that is one of the biggest stumbling blocks for our companies. Love, not fear. I'm afraid of rejection. I'm afraid that they'll say no. I'm afraid they won't be my ideal client. So what? And I will tell you, love, not fear, that stopped me from speaking for a long time years ago. Love, not fear. Because I wanted to find the right place to speak. I didn't understand yet. I wanted to find just the right place to speak. I was coming from fear, not love. And so I thought about it for a long time. Is it this one or is it that one? Will my ideal clients be here? Will they be there? And I thought about this one group. I don't mind telling on myself. They're called Bravehearts. I still haven't spoken there. But I'm like, is that the right group or not? Would my people be there? And how would I approach them? And all that's fear. It was completely coming from fear. And what I didn't understand then was like, I didn't need to, coming from love, not fear. What I didn't understand then is that I don't need to find exactly the right place, because it was so funny. Bravehearts is on my mind for a long, long time. I don't even remember what they do. I don't remember who they are. It doesn't matter, right? But finding just the right place, well, once I'm finished speaking there, now I've spoken there, where am I going to speak next? It's not a once and done. They can come from love, not fear. It doesn't matter if that's the right group, because I'll go speak for the next group and the next group. And I can, if I found just the exact perfect group and I'm afraid that they won't be the exact perfect group, there's only that one then. Right? And who am I going to speak for next? So I wish that I had listened to my own teachings then, but I hadn't applied that to speaking. And I did all kinds of things about speaking before I was actually out there speaking. But if I had applied this teaching that I was teaching even at the time to my own work, I would have realized I was coming from love, not fear. And that it was a baseless fear, because I can't find that right, exact, perfect audience anyway. Otherwise, I would only be able to give one talk and I'm done. Same with that ideal client. I got to get exactly the right person in front of me. This touches every part of our company. All right. So thanks for those great and beautiful questions. The next place I wanted to go to, actually, let me see. One or two ahas from those questions, because always I want you thinking, like, not does this apply, how does this apply to me? Something that arose from Mary Kay's question, Sherry's question, my elaboration in around speaking that arose from, you know, the love, not fear for Sherry's question. One aha, so I know that you're applying this to something in your world right away that you could do out there in the real world. And then notice how you're experiencing this moment. Are you afraid that there's silence? I don't care. You know, Mary Kay and then Steve.
The fun is in the booking of the call. I just put out a social media thing with a game in it that, you know, ended with book a call, inviting them to book a call.
What if I could find the fun in every aspect of it, not just the holding of it, but if I could so love the booking of it. How empowering is that? The fun is in the booking of it. Mary Kay is owning that. So what would it be to pick up a bit of that spirit, right? Fantastic. Love it. Steve.
Yeah, coming out of love for the strategy session was exactly the thing that I went with when it was the first thing that occurred to me. So crucial, because I often operate out of fear in those, and I need to not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's huge. Thank you for underlining that. That's the lifeblood of our company, making offers that people receive. Otherwise, we have a hobby, not a business, right? So important. And so,
I need to love the process too.
Exactly. We want to fall in love with the process of this, of the whole of the strategy session process. So again, if you're starting to see why this whole loving kindness series is in our year, why it's not once and done, why it's like, Michelle, I already know that. We covered that in Mexico. We had one day on that. I got it. Deeper and deeper levels of it, ancient wisdom actually embodied and lived, right? So if I'm coming from fear, not love in that strategy session, and actually I had a conversation with somebody, you don't know who it is, so I can share this, just yesterday. And in that conversation, she had a profound realization. She's like, I'm afraid to go to some of the dark places in my story. So she realized, I'm really afraid I am not going to go there whatsoever. And then her company's having trouble. Because now in a strategy session, I'm asking people to go to that place where they're afraid. They're afraid. They've got pain and they're afraid about very often. It's either fear or pushing away or something like that's going on. How can I ask another to go to that place? And how can they believe that I'm going to hold space for them in that place if I'm afraid to go to my dark places, right? Love, not fear. Can I go to my own dark places and embrace them with love, whether it's anger or hatred or an argument or whatever it is? And so I can do that inner work myself. And so I can do it internally in me. I can do it with the process of the strategy session itself. It's like where love fits in our companies. I don't know where it doesn't fit in, right? Like we're seeing just the different aspects of it, even to hold a strategy session, much less all the other, run a team, grow our companies, have a list, build a website or whatever it is. Every aspect of our company, love, not fear, and then the different layers of that. So Steve wasn't even talking about the fear inside me, although he was in a way, right? In a way you were, Steve, but it's about fear of the strategy, fear in the strategy session process as the conversation is happening or booking it or whatever it is. But when I can come from love, not fear, there's a person in front of me and they're hurting. Let me see what I can do to help them. Love or fear? And if you can hear that there's now greater breath in and around the strategy session than in the way that I was talking about it before, if you can feel the release in the body itself, raise your hand. And that is the state of a strategy session that works, right? Fantastic. Thank you, Steve. Beautiful. Let's hear one more aha around this piece. Yeah, Sherry.
So comment that you just mentioned about the woman who said she was afraid to go to the dark places in her story and embrace them, what it occurred to me is in the course of developing my business, developing my message, developing the way I tell my story, I have had to become willing to go to those dark places, embrace them, and expose them to the light. And the response I've gotten back from others has been relief because it was safe for them to do that.
Exactly. Beautifully put. Crucial for the strategy session process. Without that, I don't know how to do it. Like maybe there's a way, but I don't know how. And I haven't seen it done without that ever. So it doesn't mean there's not a way. Maybe I just am not familiar with it. But without that quality, I don't know how it can happen because people stay just in their heads, afraid to drop into a place that's deeper, afraid to take a step, picking up unconsciously our level of fear, you know, and the opposite of that, the permission that's given, the openness, the connection between people. And it doesn't mean that it's the opposite of either wallowing in or, oh, I'm only going to the dark side, or it's nothing like that. When we're in fear, we're actually spending all our time unconsciously in that dark side without even knowing it. And it's like encompassing us in ways that our people can feel, but we don't even know. And it's, you know, messy and icky, right? You know, so not to be afraid of the mess, but just that I can go to that dark side. I can allow other people to do that. I can embrace all that with love, and it changes the dynamic of the conversation. It changes what I'm able to offer. It changes what I'm able to charge. It changes the people's willingness to invest in themselves through your program or through whatever it is you offer. Fantastic. Yes, thank you. All right. Let me see. All right, here's how I want to do this. So one more piece that I want to do with you, love or fear, and this is about breakthrough possibilities for you. So, and notice how you're playing, because I want to do some preemptive editor proofing. You could come from fear in this next moment, but you don't have to, because you can always go and do it again tomorrow. I'm going to give you like 1 minute to do a task. You go, but I can't do that. I can't do that in 1 minute. No worries. Spend a day on it tomorrow if you want to. So I'm unplugging that fear for you in advance. All right. Let's just spend a minute on it right now. You've hopefully done this work at some level before, but it's worth revisiting. And let's just do it in 1 minute. You'll get to where you come to in a minute. What's your big hairy goal for this year? What is it that you want to do in the next, let me see, year, like for 2000, let's call it 2020. By December 31st, 2020, I want to have accomplished this. Now, I don't mean that you're saying, I'm going to have a $1 billion company by tomorrow. That's probably going to have you coming from fear, not love, because you probably won't believe it. You know, but it's like a stretch goal, but not something that you utterly don't believe, like a $1 billion company tomorrow. But one that's like, yeah, that's what I want. And coming from love, not fear about that, that's what I want. I want you to think about that. Write it down. I'm giving you a minute. And if you're in the, I already know that, well, how are you going to use this minute with love, not fear? What other layer of that could you dive into? One sentence, your big hairy goal. For your company, for your company. Okay, I'm not even going to ask who needs more time. I just want you to finish up whatever you've got on the page and be content with that. Love, not fear. Oh no, I didn't finish. Everything's going to fall apart again. No, we're in the love, not fear call. You don't need to hold that fear. It could happen another moment. Doesn't have to here. I did what I did. It's all good. Next. So what are you going to do in this quarter? Now, I was coming from fear in this because I'm like, well, we're not at the beginning of a quarter, Michelle. You can't ask your people for what you're going to do in this quarter because it divides into 3 months and the quarter starts a month from now. Oh, and then I came from love after that. I don't care. We're going to talk about these next 3 months, right? June, July, August. And that's a perfect three-month quarter to talk about. Because it's this summer coming up, because we're in a time of transition in COVID-19, what's the one thing, what's your big, hairy, your breakthrough goal, the thing that you want to accomplish in these next 3 months? And hopefully it's related to getting you to that thing that you want in that year. That's why I wanted you to do that in a minute. I'm giving you another minute. Write it down. If you haven't already done this, I suggest that you do this with a partner this week. It's a great love, not fear exercise. What are you doing for the year? What are you doing for this quarter? Love, not fear. And if you already have that, then how are you going to use this time with love, not fear? What's another aspect of it? How can I dive into another element of it? What else can I build on that? How can I get it more into my cells that I actually really believe that? More layers of what you can do with that. To be alive in this moment. Okay, thank you. Same thing. I'm not detecting the fear that I might have detected if we weren't in the middle of this call. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of you might have been, am I right, in a different state, having only been given a minute to do this on a different call. But because we've set up with love, not fear, many more of you are in love, not fear right now. If you think that's so, understand what I'm saying, raise your hand. Can you feel the difference in this? Yes. We are here enacting this, love, not fear, in this moment. And therefore, there's not that heightened energy of fear that there wasn't enough time. And therefore, there's more energy for that life purpose on this call. Perfect illustration of it. So can you go away and do more of this? Yes. Is this a perfect illustration of love, not fear? Yes. Why? Because it's in action. I can talk all I want, right? But like, what am I going to put into action? where my what I'm actually doing in the world is illustrating that love, not fear. Right? I already know that one of the reasons that's the most dangerous words in the English language. It's because I'm not enacting it. I know it intellectually, but it's not integrated into my life and into my cells and into my action, into my being. So here's a fabulous opportunity this week to come from love, not fear. And I'd love to hear from one or two of you. We're going to wrap up this call in just the next couple minutes here. It's fabulous to have that goal witnessed, even if it's not perfect, even if it could use refining, even if you haven't got it nailed. Who would like to share in just a sentence? Here's for my year. Here's for the next 3 months. Let's hear from a couple of you. And that's an act of love, not fear, to share it here when it may not be perfect. Sherry.
My goal for 2020 is to be a break-even company, that I've not made a profit since I opened my business.
Wow. So and thank you for coming from love, not fear, having the courage to state that. And I know one of the things I'm going to say too, Sherry, is I know you've been investing like crazy, right? You've invested tons. You've invested here, but you've invested in so many programs and your website. And that's coming from a deep love, not fear, right? Yeah. Investing to build the infrastructure. And then what's important is strategy sessions are at the center of that, right? Because in order to do that, strategy sessions needed, right? So for this quarter.
Book 3 strategy sessions a week.
Exactly. So, this call.
To do weekly webinars and book speaking and podcast engagements.
This call could be the most important for you all year, because we can build the website, we can build the free gift, we can build all these things. But if some piece of us, if we're not booking strategy sessions, there's some piece that has not integrated the material from this call exactly this call. And if this piece, there's no piece that's extra this whole year long. If this piece does not get enacted, we can't get there from there. And so fantastic. These are perfect for you. Thank you, Sherry. If I'm not holding strategy sessions, nothing moves. Let's hear one more. No matter what else we've done, if some fear is holding us back from that, nothing matters. None of it's happening. Wendy.
I feel like my big goal for the end of the year is to find the flame and the love and the passion for the company that I started a year ago that isn't there. And so just looking at what do I really love and what do I really want to create. And then I just said shifting from love to fear moment by moment is my big goal. And then what am I going to do in June, July, and August? I actually was just invited into a 12-week course about learning to know myself. And so I'm going to enroll and just take some time to discover more, because there's a reason things aren't moving. And I need to just trust abundance in the meantime.
Wendy, I love that. And I know it's time to wrap up. If you guys need to go, no worries. But I want to just, can we play here just for a minute? Are you okay if we do that? You're sure?
I think so. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Okay. I trust that. That's your annual goal by 2020, to find the flame for your company that got lost. And you talked about that so beautifully at the Mexico at Home retreat. Thank you for your vulnerability, for your willingness to share. That's coming from love, not fear, for sure. Right. I'm going to challenge you about this one. What if you could find that this week? I don't think that needs to be your annual goal. I think you can find it this week. In fact, I think you can find it tomorrow. Coming from love, not fear. Did that raise fear in you or coming from love? I think you can find it tomorrow.
It raises a lot of resistance.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what I would be investigating if I were you. And if tomorrow is too much, I would say, what if I could find that this week? Because one of the things that allows us to love our companies is the doing of it. And if it's a year with love, if it's a year-long goal, it might put off the doing of it. And it might be a sneaky way that it's coming from fear, not love. Because it allows you to put off the actions of actually serving the people that will bring about the love in you for that company, because you're in service with that person in front of you, and there's nothing juicier than that, to actually help that other human being, because you've got a heart so filled with love and you've got so much to give. That's why I am challenging you to lean in like crazy with this community to find that this week. Are you willing to play?
I have a call with Carly on Saturday. So.
Okay, so you're willing to put your stake in the ground and say, I'm going to do everything I can this week to find it actually this week, to meet that annual goal this week. Wendy, you sure?
Yep.
Okay, and we've witnessed this, right? So Carly, you're going to be first line. Lean in with a Facebook group. And man, if we, like, willing to support Wendy in this? Yeah, thank you. So yes, thank you. So and there's Steve behind you, Sherry behind you. I believe that's what it was, unless they were waving goodbye. So you got the community behind you. And come back and tell us how that's going a week from now. That's coming from love, not fear. And then when you're working with those people, that's what's going to create that love. It doesn't have, you don't have to wait till the end of the year. Let's have you land that goal by the end of this week. Let's have you on the court and being so engaged and so in love with life, and maybe being afraid of it too, because it's going to have you doing stuff that maybe you've never, ever done before. But you'll be awake and alive. Lean in, Carly, first line of support. Steve and Sherry behind that. Fantastic. Thank you for standing for that, Wendy. Who will put a post in the Facebook page about what's your year goal? What's your quarterly goal for these 3 months? We're calling a quarter. Who will post those in the Facebook page for me, please? Quickly, somebody. Steve, thank you. And Yvonne. So Steve, post one. Whoever gets there first, post the other one. Whoever's done the one or the other. Steve, post you the annual. Yvonne, you post the, let's do it like that, quarterly, okay? One aha, one inspired action so we can wrap up this call. Well done, you guys. Freaking awesome work. If you heard one-tenth of what's happening here, this is company and life-changing. And Wendy, post a question for next week. Will you do that for me? Related to this. Because we want to track on this. This is important for you and for all of us. In doing this, you're going to up-level the whole community too. Thank you. Barb, you're up. One aha, one inspired action.
Accept all that is unacceptable to me. And the inspired action is to book 3 connection calls.
Fantastic. Thank you, Barb. Yes. Sherry.
The aha is it's time to give up my story that I'm afraid of strategy calls.
Thank you. This call, most important call that we've done, it landed. You got it. Yes. Thank you.
And my inspired action is to reach out to people, at least 3 a day, and with the intention of connecting and moving towards strategy calls.
Love, not fear, in action. Brilliant. Thank you. Yvonne. And you're muted.
Embracing my own story with love.
Yes, beautiful. And we could speak the whole day about that. Inspired action.
I'm finishing my freebie today.
Yes, great action. Really awesome. Getting it out there in the world. Wendy.
I'm going to explore this week. What would I love?
Yes, thank you. Right there in front of you for this week. Let's have you, like, put the stake in the ground. My annual goal, I'm just going to get her done this week. And now what? Fantastic. What's your inspired action?
I'm going to every day just journal about that question. What would I love?
Brilliant. Thank you. Love it.
It's brilliant.
Steve.
So my aha continues to be, I've got to love the whole process of the strategy session.
Yes.
There has been some niggling fear in that for me. And I need to really embrace the SW, 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 SW.
Exactly. And this call has been crucial for you because I know that you heard it and it's landing and the shift that's fantastic. Yes. The inspired action.
So I have several people in this community that I need to reach out to.
Yeah. Fantastic. Really good. Great place to lean in. There is such power in this community. Fantastic. Carly.
My aha was that I actually had let go of my big hairy goal and I didn't even realize I had this year.
Uh-huh.
And so then my inspired actions are, it's actually pretty easy for me to get back on track with these. And so I have a list that I created just now of what I'm going to do over this next 3 months.
Can you hear the energy that comes from coming from Love Not Fear? This is a crucial call. This is a crucial series. Thank you. You guys heard. Fantastic. Dottie.
I'm going to buy the book, The Key. Accept everything.
Yes. Love it. Thank you. Succinct, to the point, clear, actionable. Fantastic. Marla.
Don't let fear stop me from developing my passion.
Yes, thank you. And your inspired action?
Set up 2 connection calls this week.
Fantastic, thank you. This has been my favorite call on Love Not Fear ever, ever, ever. And that's saying a lot. Yvonne's been there before. You know, we've done fabulous work before, but seeing you guys playing full out, absolutely fantastic. If you heard 1/10 of what we did today, it is company changing. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday, same time, same place. And next Friday, remember, for the Three Secrets call. So great week, everybody. Keep leaning in with the Facebook group. Keep leaning in with each other. And keep asking your questions. You can post them in the Facebook group if you choose so that you can get the response there first. Make it clear for me that you want that call addressed, or that question addressed here as well, okay? Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for staying late. See you soon. Bye-bye.